This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
Having grown up with Jesus, I guess you could say the Lord's younger brothers found themselves in a very unique situation. They could see that their eldest brother was influential and talented, and they assumed he wanted to be renowned far and wide. After all, the world's wisdom says that you should aggressively market yourself, right? But God's wisdom transcends and contradicts the world's wisdom, leaving Jesus' brothers perplexed and aggravated. The real issue for his brothers was that they didn't believe he was who he said he was. They had concluded that the real Messiah would take the world by storm, and therefore they assumed the real Messiah would be far more self-aggrandizing. Jesus' brothers challenged him to go public and prove who he claimed to be. In John 7, 4 and 5, they chided Jesus, saying, "You can't become a public figure if you hide like this. If you can do such wonderful things, prove it to the world." What Jesus' brothers didn't realize, however, was that they were the ones being tested and challenged. The agenda of Jesus demanded his brothers to make adjustments for one who was greater than they were. Guys, what's your agenda for Jesus? Some men expect the Lord to make them happy. Others expect him to make them wealthy. Still others anticipate that he'll make their lives easier. But Jesus' agenda doesn't always correspond to your agenda for him. When that happens, you must recognize the challenge and decide whose agenda you'll follow.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.